Welcome. Welcome to the 2019 Christmas Eve service. Isaiah wrote this: "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end." The Gospel of John says this: "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." We will now do the lighting of the candles. We light this candle. It seems a simple thing, lighting a candle, a quiet thing that I do alone to provide something bright in the midst of all my darkness. But it doesn't make that much difference. It doesn't change the power of the night to bring doubt and fear and separation. It doesn't make the world a better place, lighting a candle, does it? We light these candles because we have seen light, and we believe increasing that light does make a difference in the world around us. We light these candles because we want to be people of the light, who know a God who loved the world so much. This God chose to be born in a manger in the midst of the darkness. We light these candles as a sign of the light to the world that is coming into our darkness, and we sing with joy. We light the candles of peace. Hope. Joy.
Amy.
Joy didn't want to light the other day either. And love. As our circle is complete. And then we light the light of love as a sign of the Christ presence among us. As we light the Christ candle, no matter how dark it may seem, the light is there. The people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth let there be love.
Turn to 128 and let us sing One Candle Is Lit, 1-5.
Thank you.
be seated. Josiah is going to sing for special music, For Unto Us. There was a word, and the music was written by Josiah. This is our time of communion. Would the elders please come forward? On the night when Jesus was betrayed, he took a loaf of bread, he broke it, and he said to his disciples, "Eat all of you, for this represents my body broken for all. May our sins be forgiven." And again, after supper, Jesus took a chalice and he poured some wine into it. And he said to his disciples, "Drink, all of you, for this is my life poured out and given for all, a new life. Help us, O God, to live this new life." We are commanded by Jesus, as often as we eat this meal, to remember and to reflect on God's goodnesses and mercies. In God's Holy Spirit, we are to share this meal together as we gather, until the time we can eat this meal, each one of us, face to face with our Lord. Everyone is welcome. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Dear Father, in this Christmas, and we humbly kneel close to the stable, listening to the low rustling of the hooves in the hay, our breath is snatched up by the sight of the Christ child lying in the manger, bristling in the light of the glorious star. We stand in awe and wonder, no room? How could it be? Yet while we are trying to understand the inn with no space for God's Son, the rooms of our very souls are overcrowded, and even in the closets of our minds are outsourced. Will you forgive us, Jesus, for making no room in the inns of our hearts? May we focus this day on the ultimate gift of your love. In your precious name of Jesus, amen. Please join me now in the Lord's Prayer. Loving God in heaven, hallowed is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. 144, O little town of Bethlehem. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth in a town in Galilee to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How can this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." Hymn 150, Hark the Herald Angels. Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to be registered. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the child to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. He wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. 147, Away in the Manger.
Thank you.
there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping flock, watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find him wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a great heavenly host appeared with angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace to those to whom his favor rests." We Three Kings, 172. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them, "Where is the Messiah? Where was the Messiah to be born?" "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." When Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time of the star had appeared, he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, for that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen went
It rose above them until they stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened up their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. We Three Kings, 172. Come to our last song, and that is Silent Night, Holy Night, 145. And I would just ask that God would bless us all this Christmas season, And may we have peace, and may we have safeness and travel wherever we're going, and may we enjoy our friends and family.
Dismissed. Go in peace.